Darren, good morning.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm good. And I'm seeing a lot of your activity these days on Instagram. You're one busy girl.
Oh, sure, that's it. You wouldn't know where you'd find me. Yeah, but I was absolutely thrilled to get the call to talk to you again. And to be honest, I'm not sure if I've ever had a deep thought about anything.
you think a lot about finding a man, though, don't you?
Well, no, I don't think too much about it, but if it happens, it happens. Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to think about myself mostly.
Yeah, okay. All right, okay. Happy in life. All right. So what is the deal here with this 50-50 business? So let's say that she earns, maybe she might be making, just a figure, say 50K, right? So he would earn maybe about 110K.
Yeah, geez, it is a big gap, isn't it? But I don't know. I just think communication is key in every which way. And when you're with someone, wouldn't you think it's kind of like a partner in crime where you can talk to them about it and about money and have those conversations that I know can be awkward, but are really important, I think, do you know? So my whole thing is just communication, talk about it.
Yeah, but
obviously, like, you want to be treated like a princess sometimes too.
So meals out, weekends away, holidays, everything's 50-50, but he's earning over twice her wages.
Yeah, but I wonder, have they talked about it? Do you know what I mean? Or is she just trying to be, you know, this strong, independent woman that, you know what I mean? Like, maybe he doesn't even realise that it's an issue or...
But if they take it to the next level, say that in court, I don't know whether she has spoken to him, but the daughter certainly has an issue with it because it came up in conversation with her mother.
Yeah, that's true. And I wonder as well, was that kind of the mom getting involved then? Maybe she was just blowing off a bit of steam and next thing, now the mom is ready to break them up, do you know?
but... Like, say, for instance, if it came to moving in together and paying the rent, right? One would expect both partners to contribute to the rent. Don't get me wrong, all right? Absolutely. If you're working, contribute. But the rent could be 1,500, it could be 2 grand, it could be 2.5 grand. If I were to give advice, I think he should be contributing more to the rent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he should, really. Yeah, He's making more money.
When you say it like that, one of my friends actually is in a very, very similar situation. And that is what happens. He pays for the rent and she pays for the groceries. Do you know?
But if he's insisting on 50-50, is he the man for her? Like, honest to God now, really?
I wonder how they talked about it. Like, it's really, as long as nobody feels like they're being taken advantage of, I think just being fair. Do you know what I mean? And it shouldn't really matter if the two of you are going to spend the rest of your lives together. Do you know what I mean? Just bloody pay for the rent.
All of it.
Don't make me pay for half the ring.
Well, no, I mean, that definitely is a red flag.
Yeah, but no, I wouldn't say. I'd say work it out. You know, make it kind of fair that everybody is happy enough. It's the situation, but there's nothing worse than stinginess. That's something that I just can't get past, you know.
So you're,
I don't know if I,
you're of the age group, right? And that's why I turn to people who would be, you know, in a position to tell me how things are. You go out with somebody for a meal, right? Who pays? What's the usual rule of thumb?
It depends. Like, I would be of the, like, I break my neck to pay every single time for anything. If I'm ever on a date, I will have the card out before we're at the till. You know, if it's a coffee, I suppose, or if it's anything like that. Or if it's a dinner as well, because they're coming over. Because I just can't cope with the awkwardness. But, you know, I'm not going to lie. If a man asks me to go out on a date and out for dinner, I would, not that I'd appreciate if he paid, but I would absolutely pay half. Do you know what I mean? I think when you're a girl as well, not to sound sexist, but, you know, you're putting so much effort into your hair, your makeup, your clothes, for the occasion.
Are you suggesting that men don't put an effort into a date?
Well, I don't know if they're spending an hour or two in their hair and makeup, but if they were, I'm not sure if I would want to be going on that day.
What would you prefer? More rustic approach, is it?
Exactly, yeah. I won't say the three S's usually, but I'm not going to say what they are on live on the radio.
I'll take your word on that because I have no idea what the three S's are. But if they're not broadcastable, they're not broadcastable. If you go away for a weekend with somebody and you're in a relationship with them, right, and you're going away and you've decided to go away for a weekend, a hotel and dinner and all sorts of stuff, it sounds a bit weird for me that in a relationship like that, you'd be going 50-50 on it. I mean, I'm just thinking, maybe I'm out of touch. I don't know. I would have thought that the man would pay for that, particularly if he's earning twice the money, to be honest.
Yeah, but sure, maybe he's just stingy. Like, is he? You know, and I suppose depending on the weekend away as well, you know.
It's a red flag. Like, if a guy is insisting that everything we do has to be 50-50 and she's thinking that they're going to move it on to the next level, it's a red flag, isn't it? I know I said I'd stay out of it, but I haven't. Brenda, what do you think?
It is a red flag, Neil. Now, I wouldn't expect everything to be paid for me at all, but the stinginess, it's such an ick. It is. It is, Darren. And my friend at the moment, she met this fabulous fella, right? Handsome, lovely and everything, but the stinginess is killing her. He's pretended he's lost the wallet a couple of times. Lost the phone and all this kind of stuff. Genuinely, no. No, it's game changer.
Has he said that? I forgot the wallet.
Oh, he did it there recently, down in Clarney, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So what's she doing with this guy?
No, she's done. It's a combination of other things, but it's just... No, she doesn't expect everything to be paid for her at all, because she's a very self-sufficient woman with a great job, but it's just a stinginess. Like, and actually, I was seeing a guy years ago. And we went for like a coffee and a few buns, whatever. But he was like, I didn't have actually cash on me, but I remember he drove me to the ATM like for a tenner.
Ah, jeez.
On my life, Neil. Honest God, I'll never forget. It was down in Bandon. There was a coffee shop in that shopping centre and every time I pass it, I think of it. I'll never forget me at the ATM. But is he feckin' for real, this lad?
Has that happened to you, Darren? Where your man just kind of just refused to take out the wallet or an awkward silence when the bill came?
Yeah, well, there's definitely been an awkward silence where it's... Well, no, actually, there's never time for an awkward silence because I have it paid for before he's thinking about it.
Why, so though? Why, though? Because why do you do that?
I don't know. Like, it's actually something that I'm like, okay, I need to relax a bit and kind of see and let them...
And do they try and stop you at all?
It depends, yeah. Sometimes they do, and that's where I'm like, okay, love that. Because I feel like when you're that person that is... Like, I would be very generous by nature. So I would love, like, I love paying for things. I love getting little treats for whoever I'm with. So it can be kind of taken advantage for as well. So I kind of need that person to be on the same mindset as me, that it's like, okay, I'm going to pay and I'm going to fight to pay.
I'm going to fight
to
pay.
I think me and your man, yeah. I would be broke if it was, if I was going out with somebody.
Yeah. But... It is a red flag, though, if this is the way he's behaving now. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I would say, well, yeah. I don't want to say that it absolutely is because I don't know, do you know, the exact, have they spoke? I think if they've spoken about it and if he's still dead set on it being 50-50, then I would say it's a red flag,
okay.
Yeah.
And just finally then, what about the mother of the daughter? Should she stay out of it? Or because sometimes you need to just back off and let people work things out for themselves, no?
Yeah, well, I think it's nice. Do you know, I would always talk to my mom about things as well. I suppose knowing that you can speak to her but not get too involved, because you don't want that relationship to be strained either. Do you know, sometimes if the mom says something to the person, well, I suppose she's not going to go directly. Well, you'd never know, but
to him, yeah.
Directly to the partner, yeah. Yeah, that would be an absolute nightmare. But you don't want that relationship. Sometimes I feel if I was to give advice to my friend and if I was to talk too much about, you know, say, the person that she's with, she can nearly go more to them and less to me. You know, it kind of strains that relationship because then she feels she's nearly told me too much.
Yeah, yeah.
And panics, you know what I mean?
You did say, and maybe all women feel it, that sometimes they like to feel that they're treated like a princess. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. Princess treatment every night, every now and again.
Okay.
I'd be thrilled.
Okay. Great stuff. Good to catch up this morning. Have a great weekend, right?
Thanks a million, Neil. You too.
Take care, Darren. Text 0868-104-106. Thank you. Red flag, regardless of gender in a relationship, bills should be paid according to income, not just split in the middle. And that's from Isla. Brian says, are they a couple? Is he your partner, but not her parent? Just because he earns more doesn't entitle her to anything. If they love each other, they certainly won't worry about money. So leave them be. Imagine she's pregnant and not able to work as many hours, but still then maybe expected to pay an equal share of all the baby-related costs, equipment, hospital expenses, health insurance. Suppose she stays home for a few months after the birth. Is she still expected to cover all those costs on a reduced wage with this 50-50 rule? And then there's childcare. Large portion of her income would go towards childcare, wouldn't it? Living expenses, 50-50. He's pocketing or saving all his money. Well, not all of it, because he's also contributing 50-50, but he feels an awful lot less pain. This should only be between them to decide. People live happily with different types of financial arrangements. There are many younger people now that have a relationship like that where, you know, I mean, you could have a joint bank account. And I know of cases where there is a joint bank account where the money all goes into a joint bank account or an agreed portion of it from both. And then that pays the various bills. And it works very well. But I think it would work even better if the person who earned more money, if you're asking me now, and I said I wouldn't, but if you're asking me now, and if somebody earned more money, they would contribute more into the joint bank account. I mean, it's a relationship. It's based on love, isn't it? Imagine if it was, you know, the other way around. How would we feel about it? If she earned twice as much as him, for instance, or over twice as much, would that make a difference? So keep them coming. Text 0868-104-106. That phone line ready. Jim, good morning.
Yeah, we're both not out left with the same side, boy.
What should happen?
Well, first of all, we wanted to know, like, did the mother pay for the weekend away? Or was it the daughter? Or did they go 50-50 on it?
It doesn't say.
Look, I mean, if you're honest, 50-50, like, I mean, not at all. Every guy should pay everything as he's going forward in it, because he's going to end up with it all anyway.
So, everything?
Yeah, but if he marries her, he'll have nothing anyway. You might as well submit early in the relationship.
So what's mine is mine and what's yours is mine, is that?
That's it. No, yeah, exactly. Give it to her, give him everything. It's going to go anyway.
All right, okay. And, okay, did the mother pay for the hotel? Did the mother pay for the food, for the drinks? Or did they split the bill with the daughter? I don't know. I mean...
If I was taking
a son or a daughter away and we were going on a trip or an adventure, I think I'd like to know. I think I would like to believe, and I know I would pay for everything.
Yeah, I think that's normal, isn't it?
I would have thought so, but times have changed now and people tend to kind of divvy things up or split them. You know,
yeah, you're with the wrong man if he's doing that. Get
okay, fair play. Man, pay for everything. Well said. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. Maybe she should ask her daughter about it. And if she wanted to go 50-50 always, or was it his idea to enforce? Might be the best idea to actually talk to her own daughter and find out which, as to whether, you know, she wanted it to be 50-50 or was it his idea and he forced her into being 50-50, even though he earns twice the wage. It's a complicated one, isn't it? Get in touch. Text 0868-104-106 after the break.